You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Your Beautiful Life with Jenna Lee.
Jenna Lee.
Live from Facebook.com/group/jennalees.crystal.shop.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Your Beautiful Life
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Your Beautiful Life with Jenna Lee. I am Jenna Lee. I'm so excited to be here. Happy Wednesday. I have loved this last week. I have seen incredible blessings happen. I'm always curious to see if blessings are happening for you or how the energy is affecting you. If you're watching this on YouTube, on Moonstruck TV, please leave a comment because I want to see how the energy is going for everybody around us. One thing I would love to share tonight is talking about the power of prayer. Now, I love the power of prayer. And it is called many different things. We call it prayer. We call it manifesting. We call it setting intentions. We call it vibing or setting vibes. We call it goals. It just whatever you choose to call it, it's all the same thing. I mean, some people even call it witchcraft, right? But it's all the same thing. It is putting an intention out there and allowing yourself to receive it. Now, some people are better at receiving it than others, and some people really struggle with receiving. So I'd really like to go into the power of prayer, something that I have lived by many, many times in my life, to the point I think the other side gets sick of hearing my voice, right? So one thing I was taught by spirit is, number one, if you do not know what you want, they don't know how to support you. They don't know what to send you. If you're wishy-washy in your own mind, they get confused on what it is you really want. So setting your intentions, saying your prayers, it needs to be clear. It needs to be as specific as you can make it so that they can understand and help you out. You need to be firm in what you're asking for and not wishy-washy. For example, you know, if you want a house, and you really want to make sure that you have two bedrooms and you're asking for a two bedroom house, but that's all you've asked for. What if you end up with a two bedroom house that leaks, that maybe isn't in the safest place? Maybe it's not insulated and the heat bill is expensive, you know? So get very specific. You want a two bedroom house or more. You want to have a fenced in backyard. You want it to be in a safe place. You want it to be affordable. You want it to be well insulated. All of those things matter. So when you're talking about your intentions, your goals, your prayers, your manifestations, it's really important to be clear and firm and not wishy-washy, even in your own mind. And then the next important part of it is to do your job as well. You know, if you're looking for a house, that is to put the intentions out. By doing the work, right? Maybe getting on Zillow or Facebook Marketplace or whatever it is nowadays to start doing your part to search for it. It doesn't always fall into our laps, right? Just because we've asked for it. One thing that spirit has taught me over time is that praying with other people is very important. It's more important now than ever because the universe is changing, right? The energy is changing. The energy of the earth is changing. We can all see it. So spirit has taught us that it is important to pray with other people, people who want what's best for you. I want to make that clear. People who want what's best for you. The reason I'm saying that is because truly it's kind of human nature sometimes for people to hold you back or, you know, out of their own insecurities, not want that for you because out of fear, you're going to leave, you're going to be doing better, whatever their judgment is. So to make sure that you are praying with people who want what's for your highest and greatest good. The way I learned it over a decade ago is if I'm praying for myself, I'm the power of one. If I pray with another person, anytime it's two people or more, it becomes squared. So two people is the same power as 4 people prayed, 3 people is the power of 9, 10 people is the power of 100. And that is why miracles happen when you get into large groups that are, you know, focused and really want what's best for you. Miracles happen faster because you have so much energy and attention going into what it is that you're asking for. So again, you know, when it comes to the power of prayer, really allow yourself to open up prayer circles or ask people to pray for you or pray with you even. It really does work because so many people are investing time and energy into it. When I'm going through a harder spot in life, I make sure that I ask my friends to see me healthy, to see me successful, to see me happy, to see me whatever that I'm asking, see me in this home, see me in this car, see me at this new job. One mistake that people make is feeling sorry for other people when they're having a hard time. We're giving them all that negative energy. So instead of just pouring out negative energy by feeling sorry for people or having people feel sorry for me, I ask them to see me healthy, to see me happy, to see me successful, to see me thriving, to whatever it is I'm looking for. And so those are some tips and tricks that you can do when it comes to prayer, especially when it comes to trying to receive miracles and blessings. Okay. And then the other thing I really want to talk about is right now, we know that there is this huge pull between good and evil. We can all see it. Sorry. We can all see that this big old pull is going between good and evil, good and evil. And the one thing that Spirit is urging us is to keep praying. I'm going to pause right there and I'm going to take Destiny really quickly. So Destiny from California. Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. What can I help you with tonight?
Well, I just basically just wanted to see, you know, if there's some types of, you know, spirits around me that you can feel or any type of reading from my, you know, spiritual guides that you can help me out on.
Okay. Destiny, will you do me a favor and tell me your full birthday so I can really grab your energy, please?
Yeah. July 9th, 1986.
Okay. So I do see a spirit team around you. Everybody has them. I specifically see 3 of them around you right now. One of them is a spirit guide who's always with you. She will be with you from the time you're born to the time you transition back over. From my perspective, the way I see her is light and bubbly and happy. She says the number one thing that she's really been trying to work on you with is for you to find your happiness. She's sharing with me that you have fought very hard to get out of that negative thinking and that depression and holding yourself back in limited thinking, that you've really grown through that to become more of a lighter, happier person. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
Yeah. So she's sharing with me that you have, number one, came very far. Number two, you do not recognize all the time how far you've come. But it's almost like I'm seeing 2 different versions of you because you've really had to fight to be who you're creating yourself to be. So she's just sharing with you how proud she is of you. She feels like there's a little bit more work that still needs to be done, especially when it comes to communicating for yourself to having boundaries, I guess, and making sure you stand firm in your boundaries. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I guess. Yes, I do.
Okay. She says you're getting better at it, but she would really like you to start setting boundaries and sticking with it and vocalizing it and really using your voice and not holding back so much. But when I tap into your energy, I feel like happiness. I feel bubbly. I feel excited. I feel like pumped up for life, which I have to tell you, I don't know if that's how you feel about yourself, but it is so nice to be in somebody's energy that comes off the way that you do, because so many people are just lost and hurt and broken that when I get somebody that I can see that has been doing the work and you're coming off with this beautiful, clean energy. It is nice to be in an energy like yours. So have you recognized how far you've come in life? Oh, did you hear me say that? Have you recognized how far you've come in life?
Yeah. Well, I really have. I have come far, especially independent wise. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what are you feeling like you need to work on to better yourself right now? What's happening?
Well, I just left my husband. I came with my three kids and I'm living on my own. So that's like a big step for me.
Yeah. Okay. So let's go. Do you want to go into the husband thing before I just do that?
Yep. Yeah, okay. We can. So yes.
When you say you lost him, are you saying like he's passed away?
No, I left him. I left him.
Oh,
like,
you left him.
I left him. Uh-huh.
Okay. Oh, and that's like the kind of weight release that was lifted from you?
Yeah, okay. Big time.
And also it was like something that you struggled with and tortured yourself with for a long time before you finally got there, huh?
Exactly. I did because yeah. I'm kind of like, you know, without family and stuff and just living around him and his family. So it's been kind of hard to separate from that.
Okay. So how far away did you go?
About two or three hours away far.
Okay. How long have you been there on your own now?
For about a month.
Okay, so you're still getting to see new beginnings and stuff coming in. So this is just the beginning. Isn't that kind of exciting? You get to create who you want to be now and create the home you want to have. Do you feel excited about that or are you feeling stressed about that still?
No, I'm really excited about it. I kind of am lost when it comes to my kids because they're bit, you know, they're grown. They're not that grown. They're 9, 11, and 12. So it's kind of like given me the strength to give them the strength to get through this, if that makes sense.
Yep. Yep. Are they like having a problem with it? Or are they struggling or are they adjusting really well? Because when I see them adjusting really well. What are you seeing?
They do adjust well. It's just that, they just do not get along between brother and sister. And I don't know how to better that, you know?
Okay. Do you want to go into that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So one of the things that I would recommend to you, I don't know if you've been watching me for a while or not, but I am a spiritual hypnotherapist. I have been working with children as small as I would say 5 years old for 11 years now. The number one thing that you need to remember when it comes to children is if you want to help their subconscious mind so they can rewire themselves, is talk to them in their sleep. So when they're completely out of it, what I tell my parents of my children clients is if you have an extra electronic, record some affirmations or some things for them and let them listen to it while they're sleeping. It'll be your voice. So you can say things like, because I'm seeing your brain be like, oh my gosh, I don't even know what to say to them. So you can say things to them that's like, you know, number one, you're safe. You are good enough. You are loved. There's enough love to go around. You can remind them that they chose to come into this life with their siblings. We're here to learn to love each other. We can express our emotions and it's safe for us to express our emotions. However, we need to refrain from like hitting each other or spouting negative energy. You can say whatever you want. I choose to not say the word no or stop or don't. I choose to say the words refrain, being mindful, things like that. But if you were to record these affirmations of what you want them to know and how you want them to maybe react better, say those things, record it on a different phone or tablet, put it next to them while they're sleeping, let it go into their subconscious mind. So that's one technique I would really highly recommend. You ever heard of Ho'oponopono?
No, I have not.
Okay. Ho'oponopono is a Hawaiian. It's a Hawaiian word. It's like H-O apostrophe. It'll totally pop up for you. But it's meant to be like four mantras. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. Those are the four mantras that the soul needs to hear in order to heal. Now you can find those on YouTube. I listen to mine every night. And what it's doing is saying it's clearing negative energy and negative thoughts, negative memories. And every single time it said one time through, it said to clear these memories. And so you can play things like that for them while they're sleeping. And then just help to remind them that we're here for a reason. We're supposed to be a team. We're here to love each other and support each other. And it is safe for you to treat your siblings like you love them. It is okay. Whatever trauma we are holding on to, it is safe for us to let it go. And just say stuff like that to them. And I think that they'll start to adjust. Now, your oldest one, is it a female?
Well, no, not here. And I actually have six. Three are over in another state and three are with me. So, no, my oldest one here is actually a boy.
Okay. The next one behind the second one that you have, is that one female?
Yes, she is. Uh-huh.
Okay. And how old is she?
She's 11.
Okay. She's the one that I'm seeing has like some anger issues. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I do.
Yeah. So especially her. Now, I believe most of hers is like a trauma-based stuff, so she definitely needs to hear it. She looks like her energy is kind of what's controlling everything else. If she's settled down and feeling more safe and good enough and loved the way that she feels like she's missing right now, I think the whole household would get better. So I would focus a little bit more extra on her for now, just to settle that energy down. And it looks like it should start bouncing out. Now, it might take a little bit longer than what you're hoping, but it will eventually click in and work. So,
yeah, I do see where you're coming from on that one. I agree 100%.
Yeah, we'll try some of those techniques. And then if you need some more, feel free to reach back out on here on Wednesday night, okay?
On Wednesday night? Okay. What time? I'll check in.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask you about my aunt. So, but you know, we can do that next time.
Okay. See, if you're in California, it's going to be 7:30 your time on here on Wednesday night.
Okay. That sounds perfect. Perfect.
Yeah. Hey, I want you to remember you're doing so good and I'm so proud of you and your energy is beautiful. So keep up the good work.
Thank you so very much. And thank you for taking me tonight on your show.
You're welcome. Have a great night.
You too. Bye.
Bye. Okay, we have another one. And I wrote it down as Amla, yeah. But okay, so Amla, are you there?
Yes, it's Amla. How are you?
Amla, I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, thank you. Thank you.
What can I help you with tonight?
Goes through a lot of ups and downs in life. And the last 5 months, I follow some astrology and it was Pluto was in Aquarius. There's a lot of the retrograde. So it was at least, and, it's a lot of transformation. And so I feel good again. Pluto went direct this past week, the 13th, I believe, of October. And I really feel really like I'm on top of the world in the sense of the inside out work that I've done, all of the gems and the priceless miracles are just coming my way. And I'm just kind of like blown away by this. So, but my question is, with that said, because I feel a good inside out, do you feel me in a relationship, a committed one?
Okay. I would love to help you with that. Can I please have your birthday first so I can grab your full energy?
It's Amla.
And then your birthday.
Oh, I'm sorry. 12/16/73.
Oh my gosh, you got a lot on your chart. Yeah, I see a lot of that. Okay, so a relationship. I do see you in a relationship. It might not be as fast as you would like it to be. I'm seeing more of like 6 months to a year. It's going to depend. Your person is still working on things. Your person is still working on things. So I do see that coming. It's just going to kind of be up to them, to your partner, because they're still working on stuff too. And if we rush that, it's not going to be as healthy as you need it to be, as well as everybody needs it to be. So there's still some things that I would like you to work on. You are still working on yourself and doing great, but I would like you to also, however you want to experience love, I want you to start doing that for yourself. If you want somebody to take you out on dates, I want you to start taking yourself out on dates. If you want flowers, I want you to buy yourself flowers. And whatever you're wanting to feel in a relationship, I want you to start treating your own self like that. That's one thing that's going to help you. The second thing I really want you to do, have you ever considered praying for your future partner?
What was the question again? I'm sorry.
Have you ever considered to pray for your future partner?
Oh, absolutely. Yes. I do that all the time.
Okay.
But just give it to God at the same token. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So when you're praying for your future partner, like how are you doing that? Can I ask?
Sure. I actually do my go-to practice. I actually do candle gazing. And I just gaze into the flame and just the light, really, it's beautiful. It's a beautiful experience just in and of itself. And the scent of the candle and just really embracing all the senses and just going into my zone and just being grateful. You told the other caller about the Hawaiian prayer, and I'm always doing that. It's just natural. These go-to tools aren't something I have to mechanically tell myself anymore. It's just go to, if I want to ground, go outside, walk in the grass. You know, I want to breathe more deep belly breaths, I go by trees in the forest or go for a walk, right? So everything is out there, everything I need is pretty simple, and I do it. It's a practice. So yeah. Beautiful.
So I think I just want to clarify really quickly to make sure I'm on the same page as you. Okay. When I'm asking you about praying for your future partner, what I mean specifically is not asking for him to be found and come into my life or them. I'm asking, I am praying whatever my partner is going through, I pray that they heal quickly. I pray that they find their happiness. I pray that they do any of the healing that they need to do, that they end up disconnecting any negative cords that they're still attached to. I ask that they find that forgiveness in their hearts that they need. I ask them to receive the forgiveness that they're asking for. I'm asking for them to be on the right path for health and happiness and joy, that they are valued and treated great in life. I ask for them to have that spark of energy within their own soul to do what they need to do healing. I ask that whatever blocks are standing in our way from meeting each other, that we're able to remove those blocks so we can come together. I'm asking that whatever my partner is going through, that they are healed and that they are happy and that they find their way to me healed, whole, and happy to the best of their ability. And if they are not, I ask that I am strong enough to help them do that when they do come into my life. That's the type of prayer I'm asking for. Have you been praying for your future partner?
Okay. That's beautiful. I've never heard it. That's beautiful. I will absolutely do that. Yeah.
It's really cool to like do it like that. And Spirit taught me that, I would say, a few years ago. And I had a girlfriend. Me and her would sit down side by side outside of my shop, and we would take turns praying for like my future partner, her future partner. She would pray for my future partner. I would pray for her future partner. And we would just sit there and pray for our future partners. And then, you know what happened? Within about I would say 8 months, I found the love of my life after we started to really do that.
That's amazing. So can I ask you though, do you feel like this, like this energetically, does this person feel like it would start off as a friendship? Would I meet him this year or next year?
I see it coming in like 6 months time-ish. So I'm saying like, oh, what is 6 months? Like October, November, December, January, February, March, like it's April. Like
spring. Spring, yeah.
Yeah, like springtime, which is great, right? Because you get a, I love springtime because that's when my soul opens up. That's like when all the new fresh beginnings are happening and everything's just coming up and alive. And so it's like you get the winter to hibernate and still continue to work on yourself while, you know, they're working on themselves, and springtime comes and everything's starting to open up. Now, please keep in mind, they still have some work to do. So we also need to just keep praying and just visualizing your person being happy, healthy, successful, that you guys are coming together. And I don't know if it's, yes, I know. And we don't like to be patient. I do feel like it's going to be almost like an instant spark. It's not going to be like a friendship slow. It's going to be an instant spark. And I feel like you're going to be laughing a lot. I feel like you're going to be seen and heard and valued. So imagine that for yourself when you're doing your candle stuff, candle gazing. Yeah. Imagine what that feels like to be with them and feel valued and seen. Does that help you?
That does. And I, you know, when you were telling me like to go on dates or do things for yourself, and I love it. I go rarely out to restaurants, and just being served and being treated with value, it's beautiful. It's a beautiful feeling. And I'm doing that more often as well. So it's nice. It's nice to treat myself once in a while. Yeah. Yeah.
I have loved talking to you. I have 60 seconds to get off the show. So please check in the future, because I want to see how things are going. Okay.
Thank you. God bless. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great night. Bye. I love that. I love how prayer just seems to come up all the time. Please keep your prayers going. Stay focused on what you want. Come next week, Wednesday, 8:30 Eastern time, and I'll see you then. Have a great week, guys.